It's, I don't know.
Sarah, you made a note in July 1941 that you started a new job. Do you remember what that was? It doesn't say where it was or anything.
July 29th, 1941. Wasn't that in Newark?
He never mentioned the name, and that's why I was wondering if that was at Newark.
I think it was at Newark.
And then right after that, you were sick for several months. You were out. Almost forgot.
Wait a minute.
You began a new job at the end of July in 41, and then you were sick September, October, November. You worked for almost 3 months. You didn't work. On and off you worked, but you were sick. It seems like you were sick quite a bit in there.
Yeah, I'd like to think I'd stay in bed. Instead, I went to work and started working on the grounds. And I made a victory garden that the whole United States came to view it.
Now, was this... Because then right after that, you moved into your own house.
Right after that?
Yeah. In May of 42, you moved into your own house. And then you went back to work again. You say you were working hard in the shop.
Oh.
Were you at Lewis when you moved into that house in 42?
Must have been. No. I didn't think I was working yet.
You weren't very happy about the job.
I must have a record of it.
You just say that you started a new job, but you never said where it was. And then apparently 1942, I didn't know where you were working, but you talked about, at the end of the year, you commented it was one of the most satisfactory years in your life. That it was
successful?
Satisfactory, you said.
Satisfactory.
That you had your own house, that you hadn't been laid off because of health. You were very healthy in 1942.
What, have you got the scribbling of it?
Of which?
The notes. I'll get something better because I didn't like it there. Because it's I was used to making, if I worked, I earned money.
Because you say you didn't like it.
Well, that's it. You said it was tailored to instant. Then when I came back, I made him throw out all those junks. I took over. Then I started making money, too.
Well, oh, you left. You worked there for a while, and then you left, and then you came back?
Yeah, evidently. You find, there must be a record of that.
So when...
We moved from... think of it in 50 that he moved to Broadway from Wall Street. He had a shop on Wall Street, was a junk shop. Yeah.
Well, sir, okay, now tell me, once you started at Lewis, you weren't in the union office, were you on the joint board or anything then, or you were mainly involved in the shop? When did you set up this leadership thing at Lewis?
That was before I retired.
Oh, so that was in the late 50s?
Yeah.
Okay, well you started, okay. From 1946 to 1953, I think, you served in the shop. I think you were the, chairwoman, right?
Yes.
At Lewis. So that was the beginning about 1946. I have that down.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, who's A.J.? Harry R. Bittman. Who's that?
He's the one that succeeded me.
Okay. So, is there anything from 46 to before that fight about the chairman in 53? What happened in those years in the shop? Do you recall anything special?
Before?
No, during those 7 years in the shop, before that fight over chairman. The fight over chairman was in 1953. But you were chairwoman from 46 to 53, I think.
Yeah.
Do you recall any special things in the shop? How did you institute all these programs?
Oh, the record shows how. See, I was, it was nothing new for me to do those things. I mean, I had experience from before, out of the mark.
Are you getting tired, sir?
No.
How big was the Luart shop then, when you started all these programs in 46? About how many people were there?
Well, when I started work there, maybe there was 60, 70 people. When I left, it was closer to 200 people. I got the records. I'm going to look it up and see what it was, what amounted to. The important thing is this, as far as Luard is concerned. When, in 39, there was Taylor's Tent Shop, and I went in there to organize them. They were not organized. They belonged to the union, they didn't belong to the union. They paid dues, they didn't pay dues. I was covering all crap that was here. A vest shop and all kinds of the cutters, the cream of the all the trade. I can still see the sun. I say, "Who the hell are you? Get out of here." Not because I remember they joined the union, I didn't get out. So the employer, Kess, I wish you'd get a hold of him. He'd be able to tell you more about me than I can tell you myself, really. A similar, there was one Mexican woman, little woman. I'll never forget her. She was the only woman that showed some spirit, Mexican, that responded. And I've written her up. You find, I think I showed you some of the literature that we used to put out there, bulletins. But this particular guy, when he said, "Who the hell are you?" And I went back like that was my habit, you know. Scared of living hell and right. And then sometimes I succeeded, sometimes I didn't. You know, most times I succeeded. I had a ferocious look. I did.
But when you joined Luart in 41, were they in the union then? Or they still were?
They were. There was an Italian chairman there. I think that's what he was talking about, Genovese. I remember now, an old man, an old Italian. He didn't know whether he's coming or gone. All he was interested is to press his share of the workers, and I was dying to do something there. I do something, get a kick in the ass there. I haven't been working in September, warm myself. I think that's the Genovese that you're talking about.
Now, this Genovese was in the union. He was the secretary for a while. And it was as the secretary that you wrote him to say that you didn't want to jeopardize your job in the union.
Oh, yes, that was his son. That was the old man's son, yeah, I know.
So the old man was...
None of them, all those guys, they left the union in disgrace.
So this old guy was the shop chairman when you came there then?
What?
This old Italian was the shop chairman when you came there?
Yeah. Well, they had a name of a union shop. A name only. Did you see a picture here?
Now, what is this up?
This is a meeting. I'm talking to them. I don't remember what it is. I didn't put it there. But I'm going to show you newspaper clippings. At the, I think it was the Ambassador Hotel. Well, I'm the only woman. My assistants are all there. Made something out of attention. It was no more Taylor Trans. It was Luard Clothing Manufacturer.
Well, it was called Taylor Pants to begin with, is that it?
It was just pants originally. And some sport coat, cheap sport coat. And I could kill somebody.
Well, Sarah, so while you were at Luart, you then became the shop chairwoman and then start building up the organization.
I was building up quality, quantity. A union, more, it was the best union shop, not only in the city, almost in the country. It was known throughout the country for its activities.
Okay, then you started having trouble with Harry Brock as the business agent.
Yeah, I made him business agent and he gave me that it works.
Now, what was the problem exactly that was going on then with him?
I don't know. What is it? What do
well,
I
you
say?
Keep mentioning that the problems in the shop and the union people aren't being treated right, and that he refuses to come into the business agent refuses to come into the shop.
Well, it depends. When is that? It certainly is not in my time. When
it was
I'm
1953.
Well, that was after I ceased to be chairlady. See, when I was chairlady, I didn't need them. I took care of everything myself. But as soon as I was out, then they started. That's when I wrote to Frank. That they're abusing the people. No, I didn't need them. See. That's where the whole trouble was. So I didn't need their advice, I didn't need their assistance, I knew more about what is needed there than they did. And that was the trouble all the time. That was the trouble, that Frank didn't like that either. He didn't care if he put a dummy down there, as long as they obeyed him. No, I didn't give a good goddamn who it was. If it was wrong for the workers, I didn't care.
Well, so apparently before the chairman election,
yeah,
you were having problems with this block. Because the election was in July of 53. And this was in January that you were talking about the business agent. You wanted to change the business agent. You were having trouble with him. Yeah, you called him into the shop or something, he wouldn't come in.
I don't know. How can I tell
him? And then you had a fight with the owner, apparently, with Mr. Cass.
Yeah, I had a lot of fights with him. My God, what a fight I had with him. If he wanted to touch a worker, I wanted to... There's I come back again to an individual worker. One of the sleeve setters, a very important operation, one that fought against me to put this Harry Albertman in. He wanted him instead of me. He was a... I had a lot of trouble with him as far as his work was concerned. But he lost the coupons. You know, they take coupons up from every garment that he made. the guest refused to pay. I said, "Mr. Guest, you pay this guy, why should I pay? We have nothing to show for it." And he, you know, he punched his card, he worked 40 hours. So he said, I'll pay him the minimum. I said, "No, you won't." I said, "You pay him what he earned. You know how many garments he made in that particular section. You have a record of it." I just want to show you. I said, "You don't pay him, nobody works." Now, that's against the agreement. You tell that to Frank, I'd get a kick in the ass. You see? Well, I took those chances. I took my chances. Now, that bastard today, he cried ever after that, because they all cried. I didn't want to be chatted. I wanted to relax. I felt that I was getting too old. I wanted somebody else. I wanted to guide him. I wanted to retain the activities that I established there. I wanted to be there and see it still alive. I didn't want to stay there for the rest of my life. So they poke fun at me. They're still crying because, first of all, they all got in Dutch. The company themselves, they went out of business. Not because of me, I wouldn't say, but it had a great deal to do about it. This guy didn't know it was coming or going. Block. You know, big shot. They become big shot. That's all they know. When, or where, how?
Well, sir, how did the fight, it seemed like there was quite a fight over the shop chairman election.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Now, I couldn't quite make it out. You talked about someone.
Sure.
That you were training someone, and they were going to run, and then at the last minute, he pulled out.
Yeah. Scared. They scared him. See, they threatened to take his job away. Fact is that he had to quit. It made his life so miserable that he couldn't take it.
So then you decided you would run after all, since he wasn't going to...
Yes.
I see.
I figured as long as... what was his name? You know, the cowards, men. I was training women as well as men. But I figured, Reitzman, I think his name was.
And he's the one that you picked to follow you?
Yeah.
And then Arv Bittman was going to run against him, though, was that it?
Yeah. He was a real TL. We are the best of friends. So he thinks. So he says. He calls me. There is no victim. He doesn't call me.
So he then...
I don't like to be bitter or held at such a... He made my poor sister life miserable.
So, sir, what happened then? You then decided to run after all? Is that it?
I ran because I hated to see the whole thing going to pot, which it did.
I mean, you didn't particularly trust this arbitrament.
No. Nobody else did, but they were told to do so, and so they did.
Because there's a note saying that they were threatened that as long as you were the chairman, their complaints wouldn't be adjusted.
That I wouldn't be...
That if you stay chairman,
yeah,
the complaints wouldn't be adjusted.
Oh, the business agent would make it possible. I didn't need them. I had to adjust my own complaint. That was the whole trouble. It came to setting rates. I didn't allow them. I saw to it what's right and what's wrong. They couldn't fool me. when they, for instance, they got after the Yarmo business. Don't put this down. I don't care if you did, doesn't make any. Now what the hell do they know about our business? I mean, just an example. They agreed on a certain rate. I said, that's no price for them, basically. You put your brother on there for that price. I fixed it up so they made a stoppage. Who made a stoppage? Who told you to make a stoppage? I told you to make a stoppage. Who? We know about that. Did I need them? Did they want anybody like that around? A troublemaker.
So this business agent, Harry Block, was really interested in seeing you lose the election.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So was Posner. He denies it. He denies it completely. But this Block did everything that... Then, you see, at the end, I don't know what he came across, but at the last meeting, wanted a cut at a shop meeting. I don't know, I'm sick again, but I took care of myself so that I can put up a good, strong front at a meeting. God damn it, he's not going to go through with this reduction. And he didn't. He was voted down. You see, I was claimed to be Democratic. He says, I leave it to you. I said, you leave it to us. There's going to be no reduction. You don't want a reduction. You take the reduction for yourself. I don't know. I didn't say, maybe I said worse than this. But there was no reduction.
Now, when was that, sir? This was after you were chairwoman.
I was no more chairwoman. See, because when I was chairwoman, I didn't need them for reductions or increases, unless it came from the general office. Then it was different. See, but in the shop, did they know as much as I did about rates, quality?
So, in other words, it was from Posner and Block who put Arbitman, who wanted Arbitman to vote against you. Okay. Now, sir, do you recall in 1953, this was before the shop election, you went to some kind of conference in Sacramento. Do you remember anything about that?
Yes, that was for the I don't know what was it, convention? No, it was for the... I remember I was there, but it was to buttonhole the congressman or something, for some kind of a...
It was some mobilization conference. But that's all it said. I didn't say what it was.
There must have some records on. I don't know.
Okay, then you were out as chair lady.
Yeah.
Then in about, that was the end of 53. And then apparently, at the end of 55, you started having trouble with them. And then you were sent out for bad work.
Yeah.
In the beginning of 56. And you were fired, in fact, by who was Filoni?
He was the manager, the company manager.
Oh. Now, so what? Who was Arbitman still a shop chairman then?
Yeah.
So did nothing for you?
No.
So what came of all that when you were fired?
Well, nothing that, tell you.
I guess you then tried to see Block. As far as I could figure out, it seems that you tried to see Block. Block refused to see you. You tried to see Posner. They all gave you a runaround.
Yeah. Now what happened? That's all there. You didn't come across it?
See, and right about this time, it said, well, you were sent out for bad work on February 2nd, 1956. You were fired.
Yeah.
On February 17th, there's a chairman election again. And there were 160 people present, but 200 votes were counted. Now, was this with R. Bittman still that this was going
on? Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the details about it. But it's all done.
Now, Sarah,
I don't know how you got that 53 and 56.
See, you don't seem to have had any trouble after the election till about the end of 55. It looks like you started having problems again.
Oh no, that's impossible. There must be some mistake there. Because I had trouble right along.
Mm. How did you feel about losing the election in 53, Sarah? You seem to have had mixed feelings.
No, I felt very bad. I felt very bad. Not from, I wanted it out, but not that way. Not in a crooked way. I wanted. You see what came of it, just what I feared most. Went to nut. And you take all these activities that I established there. What has become of it?
Now, when did you do all that? When was all that?
All this, you have dates on it, you have we established annual picnics, education, we had committees from the library, organization committees, everything under the general organization had. All this went to pot. Because of lack of leadership. Oh, evidently they didn't want it. They were stronger than one Sarah.
Well, Sarah, when did it all start falling apart? See, something was going on in 1956 is when you got so angry at Posner. That's when you wrote all those notes about what a bastard he was. You wrote Frank saying that you wanted a confrontation with Posner. You were called in to meet with the officers. This is then 1957. 1956 it began, it went on for almost a year. You were sent home for bad work again in 56.
Yeah, he told me, and I came down to see him, to get the hell out of here. I told him, you get the hell out of here. It's mighty of you. How I control myself, I don't care. Sometimes I do control myself. Instead of also because it was in public, it was private, I wouldn't have controlled myself. All this doesn't mean anything. This, what does mean, if you come down to the union office now, you come to a local meeting, you see, this what counts, and this what bothers me, and this what I foresaw then, that's what I was trying to avoid. Exactly. Unfortunately, I was more far-sighted than good many at the leadership. You come to a local meeting, whereas from Luard alone, there were never less than 90 people present. You come to a local meeting today, you don't find from the whole city 90 people. See, that's so tragic. You come to an education, there's no such a thing. Where are the shop picnics? Where does it exist? You meet people on the picket line, you got to cry your head off. You have a strike, you have to boycott. Well, you have to pay them money to go. There's no such a thing. You don't want to go to the picket line, you don't want to go, you go down to the office. I wasn't. They called me a dictatorship. For who? What did I need it for? I wanted a dictator for myself. I wanted to buy a house for it or what? I mean, the irony of it. You haven't got a, you have nothing there now. You come in there, it's death, it's death. This is what I was trying to avoid. And this is what I was trying to do in Chicago. You find the same thing. Go through the events and you find the same thing. So what? What should I do with this age?